transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah.
Take it away, boys.
And the talk is cheap. Seen my paycheck?
This is a problem.
Yeah, it's a John and Gordy Show.
That's what it is.
What do you expect? And then Catherine Lake is here in the studio as our guest today.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Thought you'd just come in and have a coffee with us.
Too much testosterone in here between you and Sam. The two of you and Sam, it is too much.
You know,
she needs
Sam,
a girl talk.
The testosterone is in that room with Sam because he's so worried. He's so worried about Valentine's Day. No reservations. Come on, Sam.
Oh,
just,
Sam,
you know.
What have you
why
done?
Are you, why do you keep accusing me of this?
Did you do that? Did you not have a reservation?
No, I did. I reserved a place like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Really?
Where are you going?
Yeah. Can you tell us?
A place called Buck and Honey's.
Yeah.
Buck
oh, sure.
Yeah.
That's great.
Honey's.
Oh,
good
for
which
you.
Which one? Sun Prairie or
I think the Sun
Monona?
Prairie one.
Oh, there's
yeah.
two?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
We went to the Monona Buck and Honey's, and it's fantastic. It's right on the river, and it's just gorgeous. It's a great place to go. They had, the night we went there, we had the special, which was a Louisiana pizza.
Mm.
Oh, was that good? It was so
how do they
good.
Do it? How does Louisiana do it?
I don't know. Yeah, spicy with shrimp.
Oh!
Just a fantastic pizza.
Yeah, that's not pizza.
Making me hungry.
No, you can put anything on pizza. You can put
not
pineapple
shrimp.
And
no,
fruits
pineapple.
On.
No.
Yeah, no, I like
you know
pineapple.
What?
Pineapple on pizza, I agree.
Yeah, I like pineapple.
Pineapple and ham, which goes together anyway.
Canadian
Hawaiian.
Bacon.
Putting that on a pizza
my God.
Is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Look, I was against that myself.
Okay.
I was
yeah.
thinking, you
me
don't
too.
Put fruit,
right.
fruit on a
but
pizza.
Until you've tried it, though,
but
it's
now,
really good, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I reconciled okay. that.
Valentine's Day weather today. It's going to be beautiful all day long. What a great day for Valentine's Day. 20 degrees this morning, mid-40s this afternoon. It's going to be wonderful all day long.
Hearts and
happy
arrows.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, what day is today? Is today Wednesday?
Yes.
Didn't I hear there was going to be snow tonight or no?
I think
yes.
that's
it's
tomorrow
changed.
Night.
Yes. Oh, it's tomorrow night. Now.
Oh, it is tomorrow.
It's shifted.
Don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Well, it doesn't
some
matter.
Weatherman.
Well,
do
I look? Come on.
Look,
the
hell?
I retired from that whole world.
He's
don't
really
you
giving up.
You're not retired from it anymore.
That was,
you're on the radio,
he's
dude.
He's trying to go cold turkey.
We have
here.
Our own meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, does a fine job, and I could not hold
abdicating.
A candle to her.
Yeah, we're blaming her for any bad weather.
Exactly.
That we have.
Oh, that's what you do. You blame the
that's
weatherman.
It, yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That's the job.
That's the
why
messenger.
Comes with the job.
That's why he's disclaiming any relation whatsoever to weather at this point.
Tired of it. Tired of the blame.
Except the research that we put into the roulette. Weather wheel.
Oh, gosh, yes.
It took a long time to coordinate the exact temperatures with the marble.
What you're talking
we're still
about.
Workshopping the weather roulette wheel. Yeah. It hasn't been perfected yet.
We've put it on a few times.
Yeah.
It's, but, you know, it's
close.
It's been amazingly
accurate.
Not accurate at all, but we'll go with that.
All right.
Okay.
Did you just wave to the bus?
No,
yes.
I've just.
Yes. It's great, isn't
it's
it?
It's the
you
foggy
did.
Geezer.
The two of you guys
it's
just
the foggy geezer
to the bus.
Beer truck.
Like
he goes by here every Wednesday morning
friend.
At this time. Yeah, we wave at him. He waves
does he
back.
Wave? Did
yeah.
he wave back?
Yes, he did.
You lie.
Okay.
You can't see him from here.
One day.
Again,
one day.
Nobody knows.
He'll
we're
stop
here.
And bring up some
beer.
What is it?
Beer
foggy
for breakfast.
Geezer?
Foggy Geezer. I just
it.
Think yeah. that's such a great name.
It is. It
you
is.
Know?
Yeah.
It's
it
who you are.
It you know, okay. We didn't have to go there,
same.
But thanks.
Look, I've got a really shocking story. Here,
okay.
Oh, okay.
Let's hear it.
All right.
I want to freak everybody
what
out this morning. This is the part of the program where we get
big.
Down
this
and
is,
gritty.
This is the big story of the day.
Most people will not believe this. I had a hard time believing this story.
It's about UFOs? What is it?
It's worse. It's okay. It has to do with the MAGAs at the Capitol.
Oh, no.
The GOP bill would eliminate a state program. This is just hard to believe. A state program that encourages businesses and local governments to be more environmentally sustainable. And it would block Wisconsin communities from joining efforts.
Okay, say that again.
Why?
It would block them. Again, this is a bill that... that repeals environmentally sustainable laws.
In Wisconsin.
In practices. And it's blocking local communities from joining in this program.
And why? Why would they do this?
Because it's part of the United Nations climate goals. Really? And you know, the United Nations is just an evil empire that wants to create a global government and control all of us and take away our laws in the United States. This is sheer paranoia, just ridiculous. And now they're going to govern the state based on their paranoid fantasies. This is three Republican state reps introduced legislation to end the voluntary Green Tier program and an environmental compliance audit program. Both programs are overseen by the DNR, and they hate the DNR.
Of course.
The bill's authors said in a memo they seek to address concerns about the United Nations 2030 agenda. God, my head is just breaking.
Mine is breaking.
This has sparked concerns. This is a quote. This has sparked concerns about the disruptive nature of this initiative. The memo states. Really?
Why would we want to help the environment?
Disruptive nature? I guess the United Nations woke program is just not for the Republicans in our state legislature. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. Dem Representative Katrina Shanklin said it wouldn't just repeal the Green Tier program, but it would also restrict towns, villages, cities, counties from engaging in agreements related to the 2030 agenda. It seems like eroding local control, doesn't it?
Does sound like
just
that.
Just a little like that.
I'm a little baffled by this. I can't understand why any politician would get behind anything anti-green.
Right.
Anti-environment. Mm-hmm. Isn't this settled law that we are ruining the earth? Well, humans are a pestilence. We are a pestilence. We have broken it.
The GOP eliminating this program blew your mind, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This might just do it.
Actually, I might actually explode
now. Don't even try to drink your coffee at this point.
Okay.
Scott Walker. Yeah. Directed the DNR to increase participation in this program in 2012. I am not kidding you.
I really am stunned. Yeah.
So this is
13 years ago.
This is how far the Republican Party has gone
drifted.
Backward.
Backwards.
Oh,
yeah.
My
You're
God.
In reverse.
Yep. Laura Suckup, manager of the DNR's Sustainability and Business Support section, said she hadn't heard any local governments talk about the United Nations agenda at all. They were just doing this for their own benefit. They weren't doing this because the United Nations had this agenda.
Of course.
In fact, around 50 companies with 166 facilities and 35 local governments are taking part in the program that the Republicans want to eliminate and block.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I have an example here. Bayfield Mayor Gordy Ringberg said the UN
sounds like
goals,
a nice guy.
Yeah, friendly guy. Said the UN goals, by the way, I know who to go to when you're gone.
Yeah, okay. Oh, thanks. Am I leaving soon? I might leave right now.
Said the UN goals aren't at the forefront of their community efforts to make environmental improvements. Get that? Well, no
shocking.
Kidding, really?
Yeah.
The eco-municipality has benefited by working through the program to reduce energy and save money. Ringberg pointed to the installation of solar panels at its sewage plant and timing its drinking water pumps to run at night.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to do better on our own. We're trying to save money for the city, Ringberg said. It doesn't hurt to live in a clean place. Can you believe somebody actually has to say that?
It doesn't hurt
right?
to live in a clean place. Yeah. You hear that, Sam?
Where the air is good to breathe and the water is drinkable and the people can swim in the lakes. That's all good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. As it turns out.
Oh, not to the Republicans. They want to repeal this and block it.
And there's a corporate angle to this, right?
There is. Bryant Esch of the Waupaca Foundry, said the metal casting manufacturer would save would have used around 1 million gallons of water each day. It has since reduced water use by 72%.
Wow.
Last year, the company also sought to reduce their carbon footprint through electricity use by 30%. So the Republicans don't want any of this to happen, and they want to block local governments and businesses from even trying.
Huh.
Just stunning.
Yeah, the environment is in trouble, and I don't understand anybody who isn't working toward it instead of away from it.
Mark texts in, he says, we had a tornado in Wisconsin in February, and climate change isn't real.
Right.
Yeah, no. Good point.
Yep.
No, it is evolving. My brother had a condo in California right on the edge, San Clemente, sold it 5 years ago, and this year the rocks down front fell in.
Wow.
It's happening. He's like, I can't believe I got out of there in time.
Yeah, sold it at the right time.
Right.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's not my method. I buy high, sell low. I think it's not right, but I don't can't figure it out.
Well, you know, the lakefront here in Lake Michigan, that waterfront is crumbling as well.
Is it?
Yeah,
in Evanston.
It's costing a lot of money to put up walls and rocks and support systems for the cliffs. There are homes on those cliffs. It's really a bad situation getting worse.
Yeah.
And now we don't even have any snow to impact the environment, and supply us our drinking water.
Right. I'm worried about the farms this summer.
And the farms are going to have a problem. That may be a question we'll ask the farm babe when we have her as a guest soon.
Pam Yonke.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She knows everything.
She does. She does. The farmers are having a problem. You know, they have I guess there was a court decision in Arizona banning a certain herbicide, and that may impact what farmers are able to do in this state, and that's why we want to get here on the program and ask
your
questions about that, because if they can't use that, the soybean crops are in deep, deep trouble.
But pesticides are important.
Well,
keep the plants from being killed off, right?
But it's just not a pesticide. It's a herbicide, and it prevents weeds.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And the weeds can, shut out a lot of the plants and destroy the crops. So what they want to do is they want to use it in, soybean crops and I guess other crops are not affected by dicamba. So that's the herbicide that they want to put on.
Dicamba.
Yep.
And it's not unhealthy for the earth? It was banned for a reason, I suspect.
Yeah, it is.
I need more information.
It's not bad for the earth, but it does blow into other areas, like, nearby.
Killing my flowers and my little garden.
Right.
Okay.
We don't care about your flowers or your garden.
18 past the hour, coming up in just a few minutes, State Assembly Representative Francesca Hong will join us.
Excellent.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. From the capital city of Wisconsin, the legislature is not in session yet.
Sleeping in.
It may take a while. They're working awful
They don't get up
hard over there.
Do they
there.
Go by our window? Do you see them just walking up the Capitol?
They kind of stroll up.
Yeah.
Leisurely. Yeah. Right. 21 past the hour and highs today in the mid-40s for your Valentine's Day. It's going to be beautiful all day long.
Yes.
Hey, you heard this story?
This is
just unbelievable. Trump is stealing money from a dog rescue charity, they found out after doing some research.
Oh, God.
You know, a lot of these IRS things are starting to leak out. And the story is this dog charity, the IRS filings show that the group has spent, and I think they're talking about his one of his PACs or one of his campaign charitable, what am I trying to say? The fundraising groups.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. They spent as much as $225,000 at Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago and about $1.9 million on Trump's golf course. They stole this money from a dog rescue charity.
How is this possible?
Since Laura Trump, the wife of Eric Trump, she was the chairwoman for this charity in 2018. We're reaching back 6 years to find this information out. The dog rescue charity linked to Laura Trump's funneling money right into Donald Trump's pocket. $225,000 in fundraising costs and $1.9 million for the golf course, because the golf course needed some work. Yeah. You know, you got to maintain the, you got to cut the grass, you got to work on different parts of the golf course, the golf club. Yeah, well, it's, you know, just, maybe, why not?
Maybe that's,
you got the money's out there. Let's invest in Mar-a-Lago for the charitable. Take the money away from the dog charity.
I should have started a dog charity myself for my own lawn. This sounds like a really good idea. By the way, a lot of things have happened with the Trumps. They had to shut down one fake charity.
Yeah.
So way back when, then they have, of course, the fake university,
which he's trying to redo. He's putting together another.
Is that right?
Something. Yes. What was that? He wants
it's a universal American college.
Of, yeah. Yeah.
Where you can, if you didn't get a degree, you could just go online and get one.
Yeah.
Or if you got a bachelor's degree, if you didn't get
Why
it,
not?
If you didn't finish college,
yeah,
get that bachelor's online at a Trump college.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Once again, resume killer.
This is not going well, folks. You can't elect this guy, no matter what.
Can't make
it up. Oh, my gosh. There was a $2 million charity abuse judgment against Trump.
Yeah.
Another charity.
So this is within the 91 indictments, or
they
the
just
90,
continue to set them up.
Charges.
Nothing's stopping them from setting this stuff up.
I've got a whole list here. I was going to read it one day, and one of these days I might.
Okay.
How about today?
But not today.
Not today. I'm
really?
Just tease you. I'm teasing you for the rest of the week.
No. Okay. Are we going to get our guest in here?
Do you want to do it now?
No, just a few minutes.
All right.
You can actually speak. You know, we can read your lips, but you could also speak, Sam. Forget that. I don't want to.
No, don't do that.
I gotta remain mysterious whenever I'm on the air.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a rare appearance.
Okay.
Our guest is in the green room right now, Francesca Hong, a representative from the 76th District, the state assembly rep. So if you have questions for her, you want to get in now, you can call us 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us there, and we'll be talking to her about 10 minutes.
You know, one of the infuriating things about this is that we keep talking about Trump and giving him press all the time because he's such an incompetent individual. Now there is a poll out that just infuriates everyone. Get this. People are blaming the Republicans in Congress, 53%. For the border deal failure, okay?
Okay.
Democrats, 51%. Okay, that's pretty even, right?
Yep.
Biden gets 49% blame. Mm. And Trump, 39%.
Well,
he blew up the deal.
Yes, Biden strongly supported the deal, even promised to close the border down if they approve the bill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. While Trump explicitly and repeatedly called on Republicans to kill it.
Yeah.
And the Senate Republicans were on board with the deal. In fact, they had worked on this for something like 8 or 9 months with the Senate Democrats. The deal was all but done.
Yeah. And in fact, Trump even asked all of the other senators and Republicans to blame him for killing the border deal. And still, people blame Biden for this, not Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's president right now, so that makes sense that people are blaming the current president.
American, well, you wouldn't know it by how much press Trump is getting and how much control he has right now over the party. Americans trust Trump over Biden to handle immigration by 44% to 26%.
That's unreal.
Even numerous Republicans said openly that Trump was the reason for killing the bill, even suggesting that he demanded its demise to give himself an issue against President Biden. You can't come right out and say it like that without somebody paying attention? Come on, folks.
Come on, people.
Oh, man, it's just crazy. Okay, you know, and you want to get down on the voters too badly here, but you got to pay attention to what's going on out there. You just can't blindly follow this guy like some kind of, you know, second coming.
Well, that's exactly what they do want to do. They don't want to have to do the work of investigating, looking at newspapers, picking them up off their lawn, and learning.
But
it's easier to just trust.
You're exactly right that he takes the spotlight because of the trials going on, all the litigation that's happening. He's in the headlines every single day for something stupid that he said at a rally or something outrageous. He's just continuing to grab the media attention and the Biden attention, you know, that the media pays.
He's struggling
very
to get
little.
Out there to get his message
Biden
out
Biden can't
there.
Get the message out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're not supposed to be talking about him then. Let's not.
But it's all. But you know, it
Joe.
Has so much to do with the voters themselves. They should be asking questions. They should be angry about all of this. They should be certainly putting him on the spot. But they don't. And just to give you even a better example, for those of you who wonder how a rapist can be the Republicans' current favorite pick for president, get this. This is a headline. Republican candidate charged with murdering cancer-stricken wife wins primary from jail.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, you think it can't get worse as I kept reading it. It got worse, sir.
In
worse,
the sentence. Where is that?
I don't know. This was just posted like that. This is an actual headline.
Hmm. Oh, well.
We'll have to do
you?
A little deep research here.
I know the person who tweeted this. They are a very credible news person.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
All right. We've got news, sports, and weather straight ahead. And in just a few minutes, Francesca Hong, the state representative for the 76th District in Wisconsin.
I'm clearing out.
Yes. Oh, she represents the Isthmus.
Catherine Lake, and the our guest in the studio, leaving. Oh. But she'll be back.
Yeah, she'll be back.
Country music, bad radio, WMDX.
Did we flip the format in the last few minutes? What's going on?
I guess we have 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. We are now a country station.
You're a Dolly Parton station.
Dolly Parton station.
Yeah.
All Dolly all the time.
Oh, there love you it. Go. You're going to gain so many more listeners now. Uh-huh.
Our special guest, Wisconsin State Representative Francesca Hong from the 76th District, which, by the way, we're sitting right in. Mm. It's the whole Isthmus area. Pretty much. Before we get to some of the deep probing important questions of the day that we have, we consider the most important questions of the day, let's find out what the Democrats are doing today. We never hear about what the Democrats are proposing, what they have planned, none of their legislation, their bills. Please fill us in.
We have breaking news here. Yeah.
You know, the Democrats today and every day have been fighting for working families and economic security for all. We introduce legislation that helps with expanding housing that's affordable, child care, support for child care providers. And I am so excited to announce that later today in the Capitol, we will be introducing legislation that will ensure paid leave for all working Wisconsinites.
Excellent. And is that the one that's going to the full floor here?
No. That we had a historic moment this past session where A bill that would include Asian American history in all of our K-12 Wisconsin schools has moved past the public hearing stage, past the executive stage, and in the assembly, it will get a full vote most likely next Tuesday.
Oh, excellent.
That's
great.
That's great news.
I don't want to get past the pay thing. That was banned by the Republicans during the Walker administration because communities, cities were passing this paid leave bill on their own, and they were doing it, and they had full approval. Milwaukee passed it. Overwhelmingly, the voters approved this, and then the Republicans didn't like that because, you know, people were getting something for free, and they banned it statewide. They love local control, except when it has something to do with
our
helping
schools,
people.
Our health care.
Yeah, exactly. Everything else, right? Yeah. All of the above. So that's really an important bill to push along. And, you know, there are a lot of things that are have been put off by the Walker administration, mm-hmm. and then it continues with this legislature, which was gerrymandered and, you know, just kept us in amber, basically. We can't do anything in this state.
Yeah, when you've had 12 years of essentially obstructionist government that is hell-bent on taking away the rights of Wisconsinites, defunding our public school, ensuring that our local communities don't have what they need in terms of services by not having shared revenue, I think we're looking at a Wisconsin that used to be leading in progressive values and ideas, and now, like most of the Republican Party, they're hell-bent on taking us back to a place that I think nobody wants to go to.
Right. In fact, I heard one of the Republicans say something. I wish I had it on tape, but I remember that they said that now that we've paid for everything, we're going to give tax cuts. And I'm thinking, you didn't pay for anything. You know?
Why do you think we have a $7 billion surplus? Because exactly. We haven't been funding our local municipalities and our counties. So that impacts people like EMS and our firefighters and road signs and making sure our cities can do what they need to do.
Right.
Our public schools have been absolutely starving for resources, especially when it comes to special education. And to be perfectly honest, they have not been, they've actually been leading advocates for anti-democracy. And so I think when you see it harder for people to take votes and go to the polls, and when it's harder for folks to be able to participate in the democracy, it's easier for Republicans to take control.
Talking with Francesca Hong, a state assembly representative. If you'd like to give us a call or text us a question, 608-879-8255. Fran, what else is on your to-do list currently?
In the restaurant industry, we call that a prep list, and we've got a lot on the prep list. We want to make sure that we have fair maps. We want to make sure that Wisconsinites have access to affordable health care. We want to make sure that we're capping prescription drug prices. We want to make sure that there's economic security, that working families shouldn't have to choose between, can I make sure my kids can get a healthy meal at school and pay for that, versus making sure that we have affordable and actual connectivity, especially for our rural folks, to make sure they have access to broadband. And I have to say, you know, one of the biggest priorities has been healthy school meals for all. Mm-hmm. We introduced back in October, a bill that would ensure all K-12 schools, including charter and voucher schools, would have free breakfast and lunch for all of our students.
Excellent. And that's during the summer?
Yes.
Months as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's approved.
not yet.
No. Apparently it's on the national Republican agenda to make sure that we're not feeding kids.
Exactly.
Look at Iowa, look at Oklahoma.
They're turning away federal money. They don't want to pay for
kids
eating in the summer.
Absurd.
Yeah,
it's,
why
it's
would
insane.
They do that? I mean, the money is there, and
they have
kids
a track
need to eat in the summertime.
Of, yeah,
you know?
They have a track record of really using our kids as political footballs to try to uphold their values that, you know, they don't have any.
Are they protecting the kids from bad school lunches? Is that what their excuse is?
No, they just don't like anything where, you know, we want to support our families.
Now, there's sausage making, and I want to hear some of the backdoor comments on this, like, because it's just
behind
crazy
the scenes
stuff.
Yeah.
Republicans are against the Environmental Sustainability Energy Program.
The
Green Tier Program. What are some of the excuses that they used for this absurd attempt to repeal it and block localities from even participating? What is it?
The Republicans have had a track record of trying to undermine our state agencies that actually do the work. They have no idea how policy is implemented, right? So they have these ideas, but they have no idea how it actually works. Programs like the Green Tier programs help our businesses ensure that they have better efficiencies and can put in more climate-friendly policies that help their business.
Right, save
so
money.
In a sense, this is an anti-business policy to try to remove the Green Tier programs from the DNR. But it follows,
They're paranoid about the UN.
Well, and they don't believe in climate change either, most of them. So.
That's true.
How can they not? I mean, we had tornadoes in February.
But it's still cold in winter.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. Well, how about the most recent issue is the 18% drop in school bus drivers statewide. That's a huge problem. It sounds like it's getting worse because of retirements of the aged senior bus drivers out there. It seems like this is something the legislature needs to deal with, and they need to dole out a little bit more money to the school districts throughout the state in order for them to pay more money to these bus drivers to attract those bus drivers to get into the business in the first place, and then train them, and then have more, you know, school buses out there to help people get to school.
Absolutely. We need to be adequately funding our schools and ensuring that school boards have local control in addressing some of these very serious issues. I will say there has been some bipartisan effort to ensure that school board members can become bus drivers as well. But instead of looking for these stopgap measures, or what I like to say, putting a Band-Aid on the hemorrhaging, we have to make systemic changes and address the problem at its root. And that all comes down to fully funding our public schools. Regardless of where your kid goes to school, we know that a public school is the heart of every community. If we fund them, if they are healthy and cool, you will see more communities thrive.
Right.
Can we talk about a little bit about the map redistricting? Where does that stand now? What's going to happen next?
Democrats are absolutely committed to fair maps and the process for fair maps. And I think that we are on two parallel tracks, one that can go through a legislature that has no track record of ever passing fair maps and ever wanting fair maps, and then through the court process. And so we did have a vote, but I think that we ultimately want to follow what the public has wanted and what we saw Wisconsinites when they turned out last spring for Judge Janet Protasiewicz, that they want to ensure that these fair maps are actually fair. And the legislature has not been trusted. I should say not just the legislature. Robin Voss cannot be trusted to actually ensure fair maps. And I'll also say this. If it's kind of absurd to think about the people you might be voting for are drawing your maps, right?
Right.
Like that.
Right.
To me, is not how I want my democracy to work. But again, we are, as Democrats, committed to fair maps, committed to public input. And what we're hearing from Wisconsinites is we have to maintain public trust too. And that means ensuring that the maps are actually fair.
Yeah, see, I would have preferred having the Supreme Court take this on and go with their maps, whatever they recommend, instead of having the Republicans come up with signing Evers maps and then approving it that way and bypassing the Supreme Court completely. I just want it out of every political hand that is in the pot at this point. You know, I just want the Supreme Court to do this thing and settle it once and for all. Tell us about the amendments that were added to this, to Governor Evers' maps that they approved, both the Senate and the Assembly?
Yes. So State Senator Mark Spreitzer had a great statement yesterday after the Senate took a vote on the governor's maps. And my understanding is that, you know, this would, if these maps were to go through, that there's a potential that those who are in a recall situation, like the speaker, or if there are vacant seats, that we may not be able to have elections for those seats. And so it's very difficult for me, and I think a lot of Wisconsinites, to trust the speaker. And I think that in order to ensure fair maps, you know, we want this to, let me backtrack. Gerrymandering should be a crime, and you try crimes in court.
There you go. I never thought about that, but that is a good suggestion.
Just a few minutes left here. We're talking to Francesca Hong, state representative, assembly rep from the 76th district. Now, I heard a rumor, and I know this is a rumor.
We're so close to the Capitol, we get those rumors.
We hear the coffee really sucks in the Capitol Dome. Is that true? Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe you need better coffee for everybody up there.
You know,
what's the deal with that?
Our clerk and sergeant staff do an amazing job of setting up that coffee. I want to just make sure that they know it's not their fault that the coffee sucks.
Okay.
But
right.
Maybe we'd have some, less crabby and more smiley legislators if we had better coffee.
Yeah, that might be the solution right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could fix democracy with one change.
And it's not political either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think you'd get some bipartisan support for better coffee.
I've been saying that coffee is a solution to everything, and now it's been confirmed.
We might have some independents who are out here being all about the tea, though.
Oh,
so.
Really? Yeah, is that a
problem? Well, it's too watery. We don't
Who wants brown water?
I don't like it at all. Okay, we should talk about affordable housing. Because I know that, we have some problems with affordable housing. The PSC is involved in this thing with single metering. Are you familiar with the topic of single metering for properties? We have two converted hotels in the area, and they have single metering. And what they're doing is they're including all utilities in the rent, and that makes it very inexpensive for the rent, because then they don't have to pay bills, and you can't shut people off if there is just one single meter instead of each meter for each apartment. So it really helps affordable housing get built in this town. We need that at the PSC. They have exemptions that they have allowed in the past. Is there anything that the legislature, you think, can do to add, perhaps a bill or allow single metering if, in fact, it has to do with environmental sustainability? Oh, doggone it.
We just have a minute here.
If you know of a legislator that can really massage that relationship with those at the PSC, you let me know. there are some tensions that go across party lines, but you're absolutely right. I know of a project over on the east side that is, potentially the construction could be delayed because of not being able to access single metering. And I think that there are so many things we can do in the state legislature to also allow for our local municipalities to have a little bit more flexibility, and making sure it's not just about affordable housing, it's about making all housing affordable.
That's exactly it.
Francesca Hong, thank you for being with us this morning.
Absolutely.
Come back again sometime.
I would love to. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you.
You guys need help.
This was your selection?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love this song.
Valentine's Day. We're playing some love songs.
This was a great song during the early MTV years. And they used to have movies, basically, from these groups. These groups would put together maybe a 15, 20-minute movie in regards to their entire album. And I remember ABC having the Look of Love movie, and it was it was funny.
This is like the progression of MTV. I don't remember these movies.
What? What were you thinking?
You got nothing.
Another group had also put together a movie.
A movie.
Yeah.
But the whole album.
They're short little...
Short, 20 minutes. That's a lot.
20 minutes is a long time. Yeah. But they feature a lot of songs out of their album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So albums were albums.
Yeah, it was great song, Look of Love. You got to love that.
If you want to feel old for a second.
Just a second.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I was born after MTV stopped showing music videos.
Oh my God.
There are so many of those stories. That is fun.
Thanks Sam.
That.
Appreciate
that's
it.
Crazy.
Jesus.
I just love that.
Okay.
Little kid.
Oh, man. man.
Wow. Once again, we want to thank State Assembly Rep Francesca Hong for joining us this morning.
That was an interesting conversation.
She was, yeah.
It was good.
It was great.
Yeah. Informative. Yeah. Isthmus. She takes care of the isthmus and the Near East Side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Let's cue up cut 270 if you can.
What do
I
you
want
got?
To get into this story here. Mm-hmm. Charlie Sykes.
You know,
oh!
A lot of the lefties don't like Charlie no matter what, even if he's a no-Trumper, even if he's kind of converted and he's supporting Democrats at this point. Mm-hmm. They hate him because of what he has created in this state. A lot of divide. But anyway, I like Charlie. He's blocked me on Twitter. That's fine.
Why would he block you?
A long time ago, he blocked me. I don't know why. I have no clue. And it bothers me to this day. I want to get his tweets, but... Or X's, whatever. X's. See, you can't make a form of a letter in the alphabet. You just can't make a form of it. You know, X'er or re-X'd. Or,
you know, I see what you're saying.
You
yeah.
can't do that.
Grammatically, you
God,
can't.
It's just yeah. Oh, Elon is such an idiot.
idiot savant.
Yeah. Anyway, Charlie writes, Trump's comments saying he would allow Russia to attack NATO is consistent with what he has been saying for years. He is signaling weakness, appeasement, and surrender. One of the consistent things about Trump has been his willingness to bow a knee to Putin.
This comment over the weekend is not a one-off. It is consistent with what Donald Trump has been saying for years, what he has been signaling for years.
Exactly.
And the rest of the world is listening to this. And, you know, the way to start wars, of course, is to have miscalculations. And he is signaling weakness. He is signaling appeasement. He is signaling surrender. So there are real world consequences to the things that Donald Trump is saying. And of all of the things, you know, this is a very inconsistent, very erratic man. But one of the consistent things about Donald Trump has been his willingness to bow his knee to Vladimir Putin, to ask for favors from Vladimir
Constantly.
Putin. He will attack everyone in the world. I can't find any reference where he's ever criticized Vladimir Putin. Mm-mm. And again, we have NATO watching. Our allies are watching. Vladimir Putin is watching. The Chinese are watching what Donald Trump is saying. And again, as the Wall Street Journal points out, this is not just an off-the-cuff remark at a rally. This comes amid his campaign to basically kneecap the aid to Ukraine right now. People got to take this very, very seriously because it feels as if we are sleepwalking into a global catastrophe while we're focusing on maybe some of the atmospherics of American politics. But this is real, and it will have real world consequences, as the admiral said.
And we aren't really paying attention to all of that. I guess a lot of pundits got very angry about the fact that, you know, the major newspapers in the country did not headline his comments. It was not a front page story that he took on NATO again. This is like one of the biggest stories. It makes the entire globe
frightened.
Uneasy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's definitely something to never forget and often bring up if there's going to be any presidential debates. This is going to be one of the biggest topics ever. I think it's a strong suit for Biden as well. I mean, this guy has been doing this for so many years, you know, talking to the rest of the world as a senator. I think this is going to be one of the big campaign issues. And he's already drawn a very tough line now on Israel.
Biden has drawn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He definitely, you know,
he's
put a standard in basically for getting money to Israel. If they don't meet those standards, they don't get the money.
Yeah.
It's about damn time.
Yeah.
A lot of Gen Zers, my kids, were very angry with Biden for not doing something about what they call genocide in the Gaza. And they wanted a ceasefire, and he has not pulled that trigger yet.
So to speak.
But yeah. We've got to definitely do something about it. And I think this is a first step anyway for Biden. We'll see.
You're making me all grumpy at the end of the show here. For God's sakes, can we talk about something nice?
Well, is there something happy that we can bring up here?
Well, it's it's still Valentine's Day.
Right?
Still have that.
That's not happy.
I got one.
Okay.
I got a text.
What do you got, Jared?
I got a text from our Brian Kelly, our brilliant. He's my APD, my assistant program director, and he's been with this company for a long time. Very smart guy.
Yeah.
Everyone, big deal in the MLB, Jenny Connor becomes the first female primary play-by-play voice in Major Baseball
Wow. Major League Baseball?
Baseball.
A female. Wow. Play by play.
She isn't going to last long.
Do you know what?
Shut up.
What team?
What
do you know, who's that for? Or no,
we're going to get, Terry Bell is going to have to tell us all about that. All right. Okay. Guy got me drunk last night.
What is her name again?
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
That's what our producer's for right here.
Jenny Kavnar.
Okay.
That's how I'm reading it. C-A-V-N-A-R. Jenny Kavnar, first female primary play-by-play voice in Major League Baseball history.
Well, that's good for her. Great.
That's why I'm tremendous. Here, bringing the estrogen, as little as I have left, bringing it to this morning show.
John, you should bring your dog on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Girl power.
Girl power.
Girl power.
Yes.
Girl power.
Yes.
Yep.
Could she handle being in the studio?
No,
she could not.
She's hyper.
She is very hyper. Yeah. Very
We'd
hyper.
We'd be distracted.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right.
Just, you know, we always say, you know, in the morning, first thing in the morning, letting out the Kraken.
That's right.
She's a Kraken.
God.
All good.
What's
she thinks the world revolves around her. A dog thinks the world is a... We just got to do everything she wants to do.
It does revolve around her now, I suspect.
And it does. What is the dog's name again?
Power.
Power.
Really?
Okay.
Yes.
That's cute.
Yeah. Girl power.
Girl power.
Hey, once again, we want to thank Francesca Hong for being with us today. Also, Catherine Lake, thank you for being our special guest.
Yes, we really didn't need your voice in here.
Whatever.
That's going to do it for John and Gordy. Happy Valentine's Day.
Mwah.
Oh. We love you.
Don't fall for that. Show.